Leading the news this morning, 65 people have died in the Christchurch earthquake, but that number is expected to rise. More than 100 remain trapped in the rubble of the shattered city. Hundreds of others are homeless, and many of them spent a cold and rainy night in makeshift camps set up in the city's parks. Much of Christchurch remains without power and water. And help is on its way from Australia. Nearly 150 rescue experts have been sent and they'll join the search for survivors today. They include engineers, medical personnel and sniffer dogs. The federal government says it's ready to send whatever help New Zealand needs. A defiant and angry Muammar Gaddafi is refusing to quit despite the widespread protests that have swept through Libya. In a rambling speech lasting more than an hour, Colonel Gaddafi labelled the protesters cowards and traitors. He called on the people to cleanse Libya house by house unless the protesters stood down. Former Guantanamo Bay detainee David Hicks could face legal action to confiscate the proceeds from his memoir. Federal Police Commissioner Tony Negus has told a Senate Estimates Committee that the AFP has considered whether that book contravenes the proceeds of crime legislation. He says the matter has now been referred to the Commonwealth DPP. And the New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally's popularity is in free fall. Just a month out from the state election, News Poll puts her satisfaction rating at negative 27. And in more bad news for Labor, its primary vote has tumbled to just 23%.